Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Things are taking a turn for the worse in Egypt.
I think people should be watching very closely the situation in Egypt as it regards religious freedom.
Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says Christians and moderate Muslims were recently protesting outside Muslim Brotherhood headquarters in Cairo. Islamic radicals took the demonstrators to a nearby mosque.
They were abused and tortured inside that mosque and sort of left for dead.
Nettleton says now it's not just religious freedom at risk in Egypt, it's political freedom too. Ask the Lord to protect his people in Egypt and give them wisdom. Pray the country's leadership will address human rights issues. Next, it appears the rebels responsible for the Central African Republic's coup are cracking down on looters. However, the damage has already been done. Food prices skyrocketed overnight by 80%. Because the infrastructure's down, little else is known. An Open Doors co-worker who remained in the capital city says it appears Christian business, homes, and churches were targeted while Muslim properties remained untouched. Pray that their work won't be disrupted. And what kid doesn't like a gift? Well, Soar International Ministries is providing them this Easter, but during Russian Easter, which is May 15th. It's Soar's Baskets of Hope program. They hope to give 1,500 baskets this year, but they need your financial support. It costs $35. The money's collected and sent to church partners in Russia.
That helps fuel the local economy, that helps get the Russian people, the Russian church involved, so that this is as much a Russian project as it is an American project.
Open doors to an orphanage today with your support at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Today's your last day. Get your free copy when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.